my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. We're dealing with the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem by Brother Gabriel Oyibo and Booker T. Coleman, dealing with information from the Shabaka Stone, as well as the groundbreaking book Stolen Legacy by George G. M. James. Particularly for these sessions, the information beginning on page 139. So we see biology, chemistry, astrology, science, religion, all rooted in the teachings of the ancient African scientists. And we see, and will see, that the African Hebrews, in rebellion of the system of slavery implemented by the Indo-European Hyksos, Moses leading the African Hebrew Israelite nation in rebellion of such slave system, brought forth this ancient African knowledge, wisdom, teaching, so that they, the African Hebrews, may become a nation of revolutionaries. And we see that we are in that same position, having suffered for the last 100 and 200 and 300 and 400 years from the boot and rule of the ruling class and ruling families of Europe, who have given themselves over to evil and wicked spirit soul energy to create and implement the modern day system of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. More particularly, the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers are the modern day Hyksos, Indo-European invaders who have invaded the earth and usurped the authority of all peoples, black, brown, red, yellow, and white on the planet. So we have a great mission to rid this earth of wicked spirit soul energy and take this earth for the Most High, and take this earth and this universe and make this universe and earth accessible to all equally and not just a few. And the key is to mirror what the prophet Moses, Moshe, African Hebrew prophet, and the African Hebrew Israelite nation, what they did. They went back into this same science that we are dealing with today. So now we understand babies, children, youth, young people, when you go into school, you are studying African knowledge and wisdom and understanding. When you go into physics, studying the various aspects of the physical material universe and all within the physical material universe, that is African science, African teaching. When you go into quantum physics, quantum mechanics, which is the study of the atom. Remember, the original ancient African ancestors used the term atum, A-T-U-M. This has now come to us as the atom, A-T-O-M, from the modern day scientists who received this knowledge from the ancient Africans, but don't want to give the Africans the credit. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics, study of the atom and the relationship that the atom has with the universe, and how that most infinitesimally small particle called atom held within itself the whole of the mechanisms in part and in full of the universe. That whole universe was at first in that first atom. And this correlates with the religious study of Adam, A-D-A-M. In Genesis 5, Adam is masculine and feminine, and Adam is reflective of the universe as well. So when we study atom, we are also studying Adam, and we must know that all that power in the universe that can be seen in the atom, A-T-O-M, is also seen in Adam, A-D-A-M, masculine, feminine, male, female. So the whole of the human family, we are atom, A-T-O-M, we are Adam, A-D-A-M, we are atum, A-T-U-M, and that whole expanse of the universe can be seen within every human being as a mini universe, a small universe compared to the great macro universe. We are the micro universe. This is all ancient African teaching, sisters and brothers. String theory. When you study string theory, the root of string theory is wave theorem. Wave theorem, that the whole of the universe is united by the understanding of waves. So whether we say Big Bang, you're dealing with sound and light waves. Whether we say Word of God, the word, the sound, the voice causes the bang, causes light waves and sound waves. And then coming from the ancient African teaching, watery waves of noon, we see the wave reality. And so the modern day scientists, they say string, but the ancient Africans said wave. So relativity is not a theory, but relativity is a theorem, is a reality, because we are all united by the great mother, father principle of noon, nunet. Noon is one of the attributes of the Almighty Father, and nonet, attribute, characteristic of the Almighty Mother. So we are all united by that father, mother principle and reality. There's another scientific teaching today that, and we said it in a few sessions ago, that all began with this great big ball of fire, and the fire began to throw off pieces of itself into the universe, which began to formulate as moon and stars and planets and other gaseous, fiery type entities. And that great fire reduced itself to this sun, S-U-N, that is approximately, if I have the numbers correct, 25,000 miles in circumference. That goes back to the ancient African teaching as all coming from the fiery plasma, spiritual, greenish waters of noon, And these waters are like the seed and germ of life that we call sperm today. Those waters filling the great space and womb of Nanette, and all coming out of those great waters of Nun that filled the womb of Nanette. So we see that African teaching. Now let me say, as far as Adam, masculine, feminine, male, female, Genesis 5, I want to show how all of this power is within ourselves. And then we will move to some other comments, and then Genesis 1, and then Exodus 14, and then talk about the Christ etymology and some other things about Nun that are very interesting. Now, all of this study of science in the universe and the atom, called by the ancient African ancestors Atum, is study in Christ and study in Adam as well. We'll get to Christ later, but Adam, masculine, feminine, male, female, all in the universe is within you, sister and brother. Is it within you, my sister and brother of the human family? Jeremiah 1:5. We want to show the power in the human being briefly. Jeremiah 1:5, the Most High knew you before consummation, before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, before conception. The word knew. I want to show that Adam is Christ. The word knew has to do with full and complete relationship. This is before conception. We normally speak of that concerning Christ, but in Jeremiah 1:5, this about Jeremiah represents every human being. We all were in relationship with the Most High before conception, before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. Man is Christ. Adam is Christ. Psalm 8, man is said to be made lower than the angels. That means that that eternal spirit soul energy, and we're keeping in mind these four couples, gods and goddesses. When we see that man is made lower than the angels, we are looking at the idea that the eternal and infinite spirit soul energy is put in the finite flesh. This is Ha and Hahet. Ha, masculine, sacred masculine, representing infinity. Hahet, sacred feminine, representing that which is finite. So, Psalm 8, and see how this science permeates the whole of the scriptures and permeates all that we study in life and in the universe. So, mankind, Adam, made lower than the angels, but given the power to rule creation. We normally speak of that of Christ. Adam is Christ. Adam, Atum, Atum is Christ. We see in Psalm 82:6 that we are all Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We normally say that Christ is God, but here the scripture says all of us are Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Adam, mankind, atom, atum, is Christ. We see in the book of Hebrews that Christ is made lower than the angels and given the power to rule creation and is the glory of God. And we see the same written of mankind, masculine and feminine, male and female, is Adam, is Christ, is atom, is atum. We have that power. We are here to exercise that power. Further, our responsibility, we petitioned in Hebrews. We petitioned. It says Christ petitioned the Most High to prepare a body that Christ may enter into that body to lead captivity captive, which means that all that are imprisoned by the system will be led to freedom, because that is the purpose of Christ Christos. So we see noon, material, masculine, the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, being placed into the womb, the space, the heavens of Nonet. We see that this is teaching about Christ petitioning a body. The eternal spirit, soul, energy, seed, germ of life wants to be put into a body. And we see again, masculine infinity placed into hahet, feminine finite. We see that whole play here again. Christ wants a body. And I am here to say that you are the spirit, soul, energy, germ of life, seed of life that we call sperm, that is Christ, that is atom, that is atum, that is Adam, placed in that flesh, that body that you live in. And so we petitioned that this finite flesh would house the eternal spirit, soul, energy, Christ. And in this flesh that is finite, we, the eternal spirit, soul, Christ, energy, would free all that are captive and enslaved by the system. We, in Hebrews, are to uphold Sabbath. The word Sabbath has to do with seven and ceasing. And this has to do with the cessation of all debt slavery, the cessation of all slavery, meaning ending slavery, ending debt, ending slavery, ending exploitation, and the returning of land, wealth, and resources back into the hands of the original owner. Christ is you. Atum is you and me. Atum is you and me. This eternal material germ of life, seed of life, that we would call sperm in this day and time, noon, is you and me. And this flesh is Nonet. This is you and me. This is us. And this is our mission, to free all that are captive and enslaved by the system. Now, my brother Gabriel Oyibo says that when we understand that we are made of atoms, we are made of fire and hydrogen, elements, then no matter what we study, we are really studying chemistry and this ancient teaching. If we study biology, we're studying atoms, we're studying elements, we're studying various forms of fire and hydrogen. When we study psychology and our psyche, our mind determined by our spirit and soul energy, and think of protons, positive charge, neutrons, neutral charge, and electrons, negative charge, and Brother Booker T. Coleman said that the electrons, depending on the charge from the electrons, determines the character of the element or the atom. So this correlates to psychology. What type of spirit soul energy do we have? So we are really yet studying at the root chemistry and this ancient teaching of the African ancestors of the human family. When we study history, we study how various peoples and various nations react to each other in history. What type of spirit soul energy, what type of characteristics and attributes and talents are on display as we study the history of the human family? What has caused the various nations and peoples and leaders to perform in such way that has been performed in history? We are yet in the study of chemistry, the table of elements, the fire and the hydrogen and the atom, and how we react to each other like various elements reacting to other various elements on the table of elements. So we are yet in the study of chemistry, in the study of hydrogen, in the study of fire, in the study of protons, neutrons, and electrons, in the study of spirit and soul energy. So my brother Oyibo is teaching us through the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem that at the root we are in the study of chemistry and this ancient African teaching. Now, I want to move to Genesis chapter 1. Because as I was going through this information and thinking, I began to say, well, now we can teach from Genesis chapter 1. And then we'll move to Exodus 14. Because we are at a beginning, sisters and brothers. We are at the going out of Aries and the beginning and coming in of the age of Aquarius, which is scientific study of the universe and how the various attributes of the universe are related to the human being. We are back to understanding the atom and the universe, the atom and the universe, the Adam, male and female, and the universe, Christ, which is ourselves in human flesh, and the universe. We are at the beginning of the reality that we must go into this ancient African teaching so that we may be empowered to create the new civilization that is based on the original civilization of the Most High and the governing of all and the whole of the universe and all the various parts and particles and atoms in the universe. And this teaching will teach us how to govern ourselves based on the principles, based on the infinite principles of truth, justice, and righteousness manifested in whatever finite material that we live in and under. So, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Wow. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 10, chapter 1, Genesis. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. All right. Now, the religious teachers, whether intentional or unintentional, have done us a great disservice by saying that the Bible holds no science, not based on science. If you have been traveling with me, you have heard us show how, when we go into the definitions of the words, we see solar science, lunar science, astral science, all manner of science in the scripture. But because we have been given the fictitious narrative of division between science and religion, not going back to the ancient African teaching of all as one under the banner of life, then we have allowed ourselves to be robbed of the reality of the scripture based on the scientific study of the universe. And so, also, we have heard in church that when God created the heaven and the earth, you may have heard this in mosque as well, that God created everything perfect. And then there came the void, and the earth without form, because in between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 was the fall of Satan, and Satan caused the earth to be without form and void, because God don't create nothing unless it's perfect. Lies, fictitious narrative. We are going to go into the science of this Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 through, what did I say, 10? Yeah. And we're going to show that how we have been taught scripture is totally fictitious. And now, because we have gone back to Africa, we are able to see deeper. I don't say we have come to the final seeing and vision of the scripture, but we are now able to see deeper than we have ever seen. Let's take this next break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.